Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break Italian, Season 2, Episode 1. Ciao a tutti! Welcome back to Coffee Break Italian. We are delighted to be back.
Ciao a tutti, sono Francesca. Bentornati per un'altra stagione con Coffee Break Italian.
E io sono Mark. I am Mark and I'm delighted to be here. Now we have someone new with us today, and that is Ayla. Buongiorno, Ayla.
Ciao, sono Ayla e sono molto contenta di partecipare a Coffee Break Italian.
Now, our listeners may be expecting to hear Katie's voice. Katie has actually gone on to pastures new, and we wish her very well in that. This time for season two, we are joined by Ayla. So, Ayla, can you tell us a little about yourself?
I'm at university and I'm studying French and Spanish. A while ago, I studied some Italian, but I think Coffee Break Italian will be a good opportunity for me to learn some more Italian again.
Perfetto. And I'm sure Coffee Break Italian is the perfect way to do just that. Allora, Francesca, come stai?
Molto bene, Mark. Grazie. E tu?
Benissimo. È molto contento di essere qua ancora una volta.
Sì, anch'io. E anche molto felice di conoscere Ayla.
Certo, certo. E Ayla, come stai?
Sì, molto bene.
Francesca, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what they can expect to learn in this season of Coffee Break Italian?
Of course. Well, we will be building on what we learned in season one and also expand on that. We will also see more vocab, more complex grammar structures, and we will help our listeners creating their own language.
Exactly. It's all about creating your own language, yes. Manipulating the language, uh-huh. And in a sense, learning how to say what you want to say in Italian.
Sì.
Now, things are going to be slightly different in how we present the episodes in season two. We're going to begin with a presentation of the language for each lesson, and that will be just Francesca and me. And then once we've presented that, Ayla will join us to practice the language that we've learned in the presentation. Va bene così?
Direi di sì.
Okay. Well, let's get to work.
Mettiamoci al lavoro.
I'll sit back and listen. How would I say that in Italian?
Well, you can say, e io vi ascolto.
E io vi ascolto.
Perfetto.
Now, as you know, we already have covered quite a bit of Italian in our lessons. But the thing that we've not really done in any huge way is look carefully at those patterns, the patterns of the language that are so important to help you express yourself in Italian. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing in this season. Today, we're beginning with something that is fairly straightforward, but it's so important in speaking and in writing Italian, and that is the conjugation of verbs. Come si dice questo in italiano, Francesco?
Sì, la coniugazione dei verbi.
La coniugazione dei verbi. So the conjugation of the verbs, dei verbi. Perfetto. Now, let's begin with are verbs. We've, again, seen these in previous lessons. But let's focus on an example verb, and we're going to go through the whole coniugazione.
Sì.
Which verb are we going to choose?
Iniziamo con il verbo lavorare.
Lavorare, come no?
Sì.
So, lavorare means? It means, of course?
To work.
To work, yes. So, lavorare, to work. Let's conjugate lavorare in its six forms. Because when we're conjugating verbs in Italian, we use six forms. Perhaps it's worth just going through those forms just now so that everyone is aware which forms these refer to, which person each verb refers to. The first one, which would be for lavorare, would be...
Lavoro.
So that's I work. So when I'm doing this, I always use my fingers to point to people. I'm pointing to myself just now. I work.
Lavoro.
And then the next person, the next form that we're going to use is the you work form.
Lavori.
Now that you work is, of course, a you informal. So it goes I, then you, and again with my pointing, I'm pointing at Francesca here.
Yes, he is.
You work.
Lavori.
Now he, she, or it works.
Lavora.
So that's the third person singular. First person singular would be I, second person singular, you, informal and singular. And then the third person singular would be he, she, or it.
Lavoro, lavori, lavora.
Okay, so far so good. And thinking about pointing again, I'm pointing to myself for lavoro, lavori, pointing to Francesca. And then I always use my thumb and point to someone else. I'm kind of like dancing.
Good idea.
I'm pointing to people over my shoulder or something like that. So pointing to a single person, and that's he, she, or it. Lavoro, lavori, lavora. I work, you work, he, she, or it works. We'll talk a little about how we know who it is that's working in a moment. These are the singular forms, the first, second, and third person singular. Let's now look at the plural forms where there's more than one person involved. So the fourth form, or our first person plural form of our verb is...
Lavoriamo.
We work. Listen again to how that's pronounced.
Lavoriamo.
Now, you'll be used to seeing this written down, I-A-M-O, at the end, but notice how it almost sounds like a Y-A-M-O. It's a lavoriamo.
Lavoriamo.
It's not lavoriamo or anything like that. It all runs together and we get...
Lavoriamo.
So, we work.
Lavoriamo.
That's the we form. And for my hand signals here, I always do the breaststroke. If I'm swimming, I would do the breaststroke with both hands out and bring everyone into it. So that's lavoriamo. We really ought to do a video form of this, I think.
Yeah, we should.
We'll do the video at some point. So that's the we form. Now, the second person plural is the you all work. In British English, we don't say you all, but you can think of it, you all work. Okay, so
or
you,
use in use, Scottish.
Oh, no, don't say that, don't say that. My mother would have a fit if I were to say that. So you can't say use, but it is that you plural. So you all work would be?
Lavorate.
Let's listen again.
Lavorate.
So we work.
Lavoriamo.
You all work.
Lavorate.
And my hand signals here, I'm pushing away from myself with both hands because there are more than one person. Lavorate. Okay. And then the final part is they work. The third person plural, they work.
Lavorano.
Now, this is where the stress changes. Yes. And it's very important to remember that. Let's listen again.
Lavorano.
So there's a different stress for the third person plural form of this verb. Let's go through the whole verb. Oh, sorry, I forgot about my hand signals here. For lavorano, I would do with both hands, with both thumbs pointing out the way. So I'm pointing to someone on my right-hand side and my left-hand side. Lavorano.
Lavorano.
Okay, so they work. Let's go through the whole conjugation. So this is our conjugation in six parts, three singular parts, three plural parts. Let's go. I work.
Lavoro.
You work.
Lavori.
He, she, or it works.
Lavora.
We work.
Lavoriamo.
You all work.
Lavorate.
They work.
Lavorano.
Okay. Now, one thing to mention here is that he, she, or it form. Let's hear it again.
Lavora.
He, she, or it works. But it can also be used for another form. And again, we've seen this before, but this is just a review of what we've learned before, because it's also used for which form?
For formality, when you talk to someone singular in a formal way.
And the special word that we use there would be the word for you formal, which is?
Lei.
Lei. And very often that lei is actually used when we're talking in a formal way. Do you work in an office?
Lei lavora in un ufficio.
So there we're being very specific as to who we're talking, lei. And in fact, if we're writing that down, we tend to write a capital L
yes.
as well. because it's different from the other meaning of lei, which is
she,
just to confuse things.
Yes.
We'll come back to these subject pronouns in just a moment. Let's take another verb that works the same as lavorare, because we've got lots and lots of different verbs in Italian that use those same forms. And we could take, for example, Francesca, can you give me another are verb?
Parlare.
Parlare, okay. We've already spoken a lot about parlare. It means to speak. So let's conjugate parlare in its six forms.
Va bene.
I speak.
Parlo.
You speak.
Parli.
He, she, or it speaks.
Parla.
We all speak.
Parliamo.
You all speak.
Parlate.
They speak.
Attenzione. Parlano.
So the change of the stress there again. Listen again to they speak.
Parlano.
Okay, perfect. Let's take another verb, another are verb.
Un verbo molto bello, amare.
Ah, bellissimo. Amare, to love.
Sì.
Okay, so I love.
Amo.
You love.
Ami.
He, she, or it loves.
Ama.
We all love.
Amiamo.
You all love.
Amate.
They love.
Amano.
So again, that different stress.
Sì.
Let's just go through this conjugation without me doing the English parts, because it's really good to get into the rhythm of those three singulars and three plurals. So listen to Francesca saying this verb in its totality.
Okay. Amo, ami, ama. Amiamo, amate, amano.
Let's take another verb, cantare, to sing.
Sì.
We want you to sing this now, Francesca.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Canto, canti, canta. Cantiamo, cantate, cantano.
So here we've got exactly the same procedure each time. Sometimes verbs which end in are have another vowel before that are, and I'm thinking of the vowel I.
Oh, sì.
So I'm thinking perhaps something like studiare.
Studiare, sì.
To study. So listen to how this one works. It's very, very similar.
Okay. Studio, studi, studia. Studiamo, studiate, studiano.
So notice that the I sound stays in there in each verb, each part of the conjugation. Studio, it's not studo, studio. And then something different happens with the to form, because we don't say studii.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't two I's there, because there's already an I at the end. We don't need to add another I.
Correct.
So studio, studi,
sì.
And then studia, he, sì. She, or it studies. We all study.
Studiamo.
You all study.
Studiate.
And they study.
Studiano.
Now with the studiamo, again, there's already an I in there, so we don't have to put a second I in for the iamo ending.
Uh-huh.
Studiamo. Just one I.
Sì, studiamo.
So that also happens with other verbs that work in a similar way. For example, I can't think of any.
Cominciamo.
Cominciamo. Perfetto. Sì, certo. Okay, so let's take cominciare to begin.
Comincio. Cominci. Comincia. Cominciamo. Cominciate. Cominciano.
And watch the stress there at the end. So that is how are verbs work in the present tense. And we've also mentioned those little changes with verbs that end in iare.
Attenzione, Mark, però.
Sì?
Come sempre, in italiano c'è un'eccezione.
Ah, eccezione, sì, ok. Qual è l'eccezione?
Questa regola non è sempre valida.
Ok, so this is for the iare verbs.
Uh-huh.
It's not always, always valid, if you like.
Yes.
But if we can apply this to different verbs, then it helps. It means that we're kind of seeing patterns. So let's have an explanation of this, the fact that this is an exception. There's an exception.
If we take, for example, another verb, like inviare, it's an iare verb.
Mm-hmm. And inviare means to send.
Mm-hmm, sì.
So how would we say I send?
Invio.
Right, so there's a point there. It's not invio,
uh-huh.
It's invio.
Sì.
So what happens then in the rest of the verb?
Then we need a double I for the second person singular.
So that would become invi.
Invi.
Double I, okay?
Uh-huh. So. Because the I is stressed. For example, in the word zio, uncle, the plural is zii.
Of course. So it's the same kind of idea there with invii.
Uh-huh.
Let's go through the whole conjugation of okay. Inviare, to send.
Invio, invia, inviamo, inviate, inviano.
Okay, can I ask you what happens with the first person plural, the noi form, the we form? Do we have two eyes in that?
No, it's only for the second person singular.
Okay, so that's just one slight exception to our rule. Is there a way to know whether a verb is the invio, like with the stress on the I?
Well, you need to know the first person singular.
Okay.
So you need to know whether you say invio or invio. The dictionary can help you in this case, I guess.
There's always a sort of comma, an apostrophe before the stressed syllable in the dictionary. That's right. Can I ask, I'm thinking about some other verbs here. Would the verb sciare, a good verb for winter sports in Italy, how does that work?
It works in the same way.
As inviare?
Sì, sì.
So can I try the conjugation of sciare?
Go on.
So that would be scio,
sì.
I ski, sci,
sì.
You ski. Scia.
Sì.
Just the one C, well, the one I there, uh-huh. Obviously. And then we ski, sciamo.
Sì.
You all ski, sciate.
Sì.
And then they ski, sciono.
Bravissimo.
Perfetto. Okay, that's all that we're going to cover for this presentation of are verbs. We'll be back in just a moment to practice what we've learned with Ayla after this short break. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you about some of the other opportunities you have to practice your Italian. We want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Vuoi fare un po' più di pratica? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your Italian to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Or in Italiano, la pratica rende perfetti. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. A presto allora! Welcome back to Coffee Break Italian. It's time now to put into practice what we learned before the break. Allora, Ayla, come è andata?
Well, on the whole, I think I was able to understand most of it, but I know I'll probably get mixed up with some of my French and Spanish as well.
Not to worry, it will happen to everyone, especially if you're learning multiple languages at the same time. It's always a challenge. For now, let's go back and look at some of what we covered in our presentation. And we're going to begin by focusing on that verb to work. Francesca, remind us what that verb is.
Sì, lavorare.
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 Okay, now what we'll do is go through the whole conjugation. I'll say the English in each part, and then Francesca can say it, leaving some time for our listeners, of course, to repeat. And then, Ayla, you say that afterwards. So we'll go through the full conjugation of lavorare one more time. So I work.
Lavoro.
Lavoro.
You work.
Lavori.
Lavori.
He or she works.
Lavora.
Lavora.
And of course, that's also the same form for you formal work.
Lei lavora.
Lei lavora.
Okay, let's move on to the plural forms. And the first of these is we work.
Lavoriamo.
Lavoriamo.
And then you all work.
Lavorate.
Lavorate.
And that's the you all, as in all of you, the you plural form. In British English, we don't say you all work, but that's the kind of idea. You all work.
Lavorate.
And then our third person plural, the they form, they work.
Lavorano.
Lavorano.
I'm not 100% sure where you're stressing that, Ayla. Remember, it's lavorano.
Lavorano.
Bravissima, Ayla.
It's tricky to get that stress right in the they form. It's a stressful business, this whole thing. Let's look at another verb in that third person plural. Let's take cantare to Ayla. Can you remember what cantare means?
Does it mean to sing?
To sing, of course. So let's take cantare and do the same third person plural there.
Cantano.
They sing.
Cantano.
Cantano.
Okay, good with the stress there. Cantano. Or what about another verb, let's say, to love? The infinitive of to love is?
Amare.
To love. And they love.
Amano.
Amano.
Let's take one of the iare verbs. We could take, let's say, to eat.
Mangiare.
Molto importante.
Sì, importantissimo.
So they eat.
Mangiano.
Mangiano.
Perfetto. I think we've got this stressful business of the loro forms sorted out. Let's do one more verb conjugation. Let's take the are verb parlare, to speak, a very common verb. And we'll go through the verb conjugation, and this time we'll put three parts together. So I speak, you speak, he speaks, or she speaks, of course.
Parlo, parli, parla.
Parlo, parli, parla.
Benissimo. Okay, let's now do the plural forms, and that would be we speak, you all speak, and they speak.
Parliamo, parlate, parlano.
Parliamo, parlate, parlano.
E attenzione, Ayla, the last one is parlano.
Parlano.
Molto bene.
Okay, so let's go through one more time. I speak, you speak, he speaks.
Parlo, parli, parla.
Parlo, parli, parla.
We speak, you all speak, they speak.
Parliamo, parlate, parlano.
Parliamo, parlate, parlano.
Perfetto. Okay, it's time to do some translations, and we're going to put Ayla on the spot here. We will give Ayla some time to think about it, of course, and our listeners some time to think about it. And we're going to go back to that verb lavorare, to work. We've got five sentences here to translate from English into Italian, and each of them will use lavorare in a different part. So, first of all, Francesca, can you give us our first sentence?
Sì. He works in an ice cream parlor.
Okay, you might not know necessarily what an ice cream parlor is, but I'm sure you know the word for ice cream, and that should give you a good hint. He works in an ice cream parlor. Ayla, could you work this out?
Would it be lavora in una gelateria?
Sì, nearly there. Lavora in una gelateria.
Lavora in una gelateria.
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 Sì, bravissima, Ayla.
It's tricky to get these vowel sounds sometimes, isn't it? Lavora in una gelateria.
Lavora in una gelateria.
Okay, perfetto. Let's move on to translation sentence number two.
Okay, this is a formal question. Do you work in a cinema?
So you're using that formal you for this one. Do you work in a cinema? So Ayla, how did you get on with that one?
I'm not 100% sure about the word for cinema, but would it be cine?
You need one more syllable. Cine. Ma.
Cinema.
I think possibly you're getting confused with your Spanish there.
Yes,
Ayla.
I think so.
So cinema. Have you heard of the film Cinema Paradiso?
I think I remember you talking about that in a cultural correspondent in season one.
Exactly, that's right. So cinema. So do you work, using the formal form, in a cinema? Ayla.
Lei lavora in un cinema.
Sì, brava. Lei lavora in un cinema.
Okay, let's move on to number three.
Okay, numero tre. I work in a restaurant.
Okay, that one should be straightforward, Ayla.
Would it be lavoro in un ristorante?
Sì, perfetto. Lavoro in un ristorante.
Okay, ristorante, perfect word for anyone practicing their Italian, because you just get better the more food you eat, I think.
Ovviamente.
Ovviamente. Okay, let's move on to number four.
And then another question for numero quattro, and this is informal. Do you work in Rome?
Okay, so you're using the informal you here. Do you work in Rome? Okay, Ayla, can you try that one?
Lavori in Roma.
Okay, good choice of verb, but we need to think of the preposition there. Do you remember which preposition we use with cities?
Would it be a?
Sì, bravissima. We would say lavori in Italia, but with cities, lavori a Roma.
Lavori a Roma.
Perfetto. Okay, it's time for our last translation challenge here. Francesca, can you give us this English sentence, please?
Okay, questa è numero 5, giusto?
Sì, giusto.
My friends work in a supermarket.
Can I ask Francesca if the friends are male or female?
Sì, certo, una buona domanda. Let's say it's a mixed group.
Okay, so my friends work in a supermarket. Okay, Ayla, can you have a go at that one?
Would it be I miei amici lavorano in un supermercato?
Sì, brava Ayla. I miei amici lavorano in un supermercato.
Perfetto. Now, there will be lots more practice in forming these verbs and more verbs than just lavorare in the bonus episode for this week. And that's it for this first episode of Season 2 of Coffee Break Italian, and we hope that you have enjoyed it. Of course, there's lots more. You can get much more out of your Coffee Break Italian experience with our video versions of the lessons, the lesson notes, and, of course, the bonus listening that I just mentioned. You can access all of that at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
And don't forget, you can practice your Italian by joining us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian, or just search for Coffee Break Italian.
E ovviamente siamo anche su Twitter. Seguiteci su Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. We are at Learn Italian.
Allora è tutto per oggi. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us. Arrivederci.
Grazie a tutti. Alla prossima. Ciao ciao.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.